Hello, world. Welcome to the Trade Show Minute here on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019, and we're in the Peerless AV booth. We are proud to be here and even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. Thanks, guys. You rock. So today we have our awesome guest, Barry McCorkle from DTools. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. So we've done podcasts in the past with you guys, but just in case someone's new and listening in or tuning in live, can you tell us a little bit about what DTools does?
Sure. So DTools is a complete solution for proposals and design software for integrators to use in the commercial, residential, security, and other channels.
Sure, cool. And is there anything highlighted this year at Infocom 2019?
Here at Infocom, it's really just currently promoting our system integrator product, which is our flagship product. We do have a new product that we launched back in September called Cloud. Our flagship product, SI, is locally based, so Cloud's obviously different because you can use it from anywhere on any device. So here to promote both the products and then also really to support the dealers and make them be able to help them make the right choice as far as which product they want to go with.
Cool. Is there anything at the booth that you are raving over, like a feature? I'm going to turn it around a little bit.
Okay.
Is there a feature that you or other people are like, hey, this is awesome, this is why I want this product?
The feature of the product, I would say the product itself is the feature. We always have upgrades, and we have constant releases throughout the year. We do small releases week by week, and then we do major upgrades probably two or three times a year. We do have some new features that are within the software, but honestly, we don't need to necessarily dive into them unless you were a user of the software, so that'd be best to just
go see it for yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Online, if someone's listening in and wants to follow along, where can we find you online?
So DTools is d-tools.com. Mm-hmm. And then from there, there's lots of assets you can find as far as information about both the system integrator software and the cloud software. There's videos attached to it as well. And lots of ways to show you how to sign up and get started and questions and do demos, whatever you need.
So that's awesome. Are there any socials that you guys have, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
We do. We're on Instagram and on Facebook as well as LinkedIn. I couldn't tell you which ones they are right off the top of my head, but we're.
But you can also find them on the website.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you can find them on the website. We've got links to them from there.
Cool. So, is there any? Can you highlight any projects that you can talk about that DTools has been a part of?
We've had a number of projects through the year, and this has actually been a pretty big year for us with some major projects. I'd say rather than going through all of them in detail, that's another thing that we do highlight on the website, so that's usually the best way to find out about some of those projects, but there's been some big ones with universities this year.
Cool. Can you also let us know what DTools is looking at this year from Infocom? Like, what are your guys' goals at Infocom this year?
Absolutely. So we realize that having the best product data and relationships is key for dealers to be able to find what they're looking for and to be able to utilize the software to the level that they want it. So we're looking at expanding our relationships we've got, bringing on more partners here at Infocom. It's actually what my job is to go out and find those partners.
Oh, he'll find you.
So far, so good. We've had a lot of interest, and we're just gonna keep adding them as we can and supporting our dealers by having better data, current data, and making sure that we have as many manufacturers as they're looking for.
Cool, so there are other people in the industry that do this, but can you explain some of the hurdles that, you know, you guys have, but your DTools has a solution for that and you guys are better because of this? So what are some of the hurdles that people have?
So the biggest hurdle is there's a lot of softwares out there that do proposal and or some that do design. There's fewer that do the design element. Where it really becomes key is over a course of 20 years, you learn things about how a dealer uses the software, what they're looking for, and the caveats that they have. And I think what we've done really good is try to address staying on top of those. And when a dealer has a need, they submit a request, and then our development team and data team latch onto that and find a way to solve the problem. So that's one part of it. The second part is keeping the product catalog not just current, but accurate is a task in itself. And that all comes from the relationships we have with the manufacturers that are here. And it's something that takes a long time to develop, to be honest. And it's a trust issue to make sure that they can give you their data and have you represent it well. I like to say that we're the Switzerland of data because everybody trusts us with their data, and we've done well by everybody by doing so. We're very good about reciprocating it in the way that they give it to us, and also having it available to where it's meaningful to dealers and not divulging things that they don't want.
Sure. So you guys handle a lot of data, but you know, are there any security concerns that people have, and you know, how do you guys?
There's really not. I've had a couple manufacturers ask about security concerns, and we have no problem obliging them by doing scans on our software to show them that we are safe and keeping their data solid.
Okay.
Because that's a big concern with everybody these days.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be an issue though with us.
Okay, good. Nice to know. So again, can you remind us one more time where we can find you online?
Yeah, so online it's d-tools.com. And then of course we're here at Infocom, and we're at every major trade show that you can think of.
Awesome. Oh, I'm happy you came out to the show. Do you have any last words for Infocom this year?
It's been a great show. I think it's going to be a good rest of the show, and we're looking forward to some of the big announcements and advancements that DTools is going to have over the next year. So I would say stay tuned, because there's going to be some exciting things happening specifically on our cloud-based application that are going to knock your socks off.
Cool. And then I'm sure, you know, I don't know if you have any big announcements that you wanna say now, or maybe, you know, just highlighting the products. You know, you're just highlighting the product that you have this year.
Yeah, it's really highlighting the product. And like I said, there are some upgrades to System Integrator that we're showing here at the show, but it's more, like I said, it's kind of geeked out if you don't already use the software. So if you use the software, I'd say get with your rep to find out what the details are, and you'll understand it better.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show. If this concludes the Trade Show Minute. So if you want to listen to all our live podcasts or read about the coverage, watch the videos, you can go visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you're here at the show, definitely stop by DTools, stop by the Peerless AV booth. You know, you can listen to the Trade Show Minute live. And thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you.